The use of a single language by a community is no guarantee of social harmony or mutual understanding, as has been repeatedly seen in world history. Nor does the presence of more than one language within a community necessitate civil strife, as seen in several successful examples of peaceful multilingual coexistence. It is possible that senior managers who do not have English as a mother tongue and who find themselves working for English language companies in such parts of the world as Europe or Africa could find themselves at a disadvantage compared with their mother tongue colleagues, especially when meetings involve the use of informal speech. However, if proper attention is paid to the question of language learning, the problem of disadvantage dramatically diminishes. If a global language is taught early enough from the time that children begin their full-time education, and if it is maintained continuously and resourced well, we can easily remove this disadvantage.